Water, water everywhere.
Water has covered my porch, and it's in my home. And the home behind me, the water is halfway it. You can actually sit and look at your home going underwater, and there's nothing you can do about it.
A resident of Natchez, Mississippi, watching what's been called the slow-motion disaster of 2011. Thousands of evacuated residents looking for temporary housing throughout the Delta region.
But in one community, they've discovered that the best temporary housing may actually be permanent, replacing the displaced with a real place. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Just because it's slow motion doesn't mean it's not real. The flooding on the Mississippi and the flood of refugees and displaced persons on this Wednesday, May 18th.
And that tops our headlines today. The Mississippi River is, of course, a major highway of commerce, and the flood is causing a traffic jam, one that could cost the U.S. economy hundreds of millions of dollars. The Coast Guard has reopened traffic on a 15-mile stretch of river, but barges can only pass one at a time at the slowest speed possible. Officials are worried the wakes generated by the barges could increase the strain on the levees and send waves into already flooded communities. Natchez, Mississippi Mayor Jake Middleton says there's no easy solution.
You know, it's one of those situations where, you know, you're going to make somebody unhappy.
The river is expected to crest in the area this weekend. Overall, tens of thousands of people are unemployed in the region due to the floods. In a few minutes, we'll tell you about a refuge for flood victims in Louisiana.
There are reports this morning that Al-Qaeda has named an interim leader. Multiple reports say his name is Saif al-Adel, a former Egyptian Special Forces colonel. He fought against the Soviets in Afghanistan in the 1980s before reportedly serving 9 years under house arrest in Iran before joining Al-Qaeda. He's wanted by the FBI in connection with the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania and is believed to be behind the 2003 terrorist attacks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. According to the reports, the decision was made by the leaders of Al-Qaeda in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region and not in the formal Shura Council of the group located in Quetta.
A report commissioned by the U.S. Catholic Church blames the sexual abuse crisis in the clergy on the poor training of priests in the 1940s and 50s. The report says the priests were inadequately trained and emotionally unprepared for the social changes and, quote, increasingly deviant behavior, unquote, of the 1960s. The report says celibacy, homosexuality, and an all-male clergy had nothing to do with the sex abuse scandal.
Pro-democracy protesters in Syria are trying out a new tactic. They're calling for a one-day nationwide strike today. In Libya, the United Nations says more than 2 million people need humanitarian aid because of the growing civil war. And Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will have surgery today to replace a piece of her skull that was removed due to brain swelling after she was shot back in January.
Giffords' husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, docked the Endeavour space shuttle at the International Space Station just within the past hour. Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn has dropped out of the so-called Gang of Six. That is the group that's trying to come up with a bipartisan package to reduce the federal deficit.
Online networking site LinkedIn has raised its initial public offering goal to more than $405 million. It's going to go public today. That's a 30% jump from earlier this month, something not seen since the heady pre-bubble.com days. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The crude oil is trading at just under $99 a barrel. The Dow gets underway at 12,479. The S&P opens at 1,328. The Nasdaq starts trading at 2,783. Coming up this morning, wondering who's worth keeping an eye on in the 2012 presidential race? Anyone? No one? D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick gives us a cheat sheet on the Republican challengers, perspective and otherwise, later this hour. But if one of the early candidates has your attention, give us a call. Why? Who should get into the race? Who should get out? 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, explaining more about a uniquely Canadian solution to the thousands of displaced Americans along the Mississippi. Acadian Driftwood, that's in a few minutes.